It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, where we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596, or you can check us out online at teamlally.com.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Attilio, and this is the part where of the show where we bring you Art, Attilio's Random Thoughts. I just call it Attilio's Random Thoughts because it makes sense. It's a cool acronym, but they are not random thoughts. And the reason why I say that is because the information I like to share with people in the beginning of the show comes from, you know, Adrienne, if you know me pretty well, driving around in my car at home, you know, going here and there, what am I listening to?
You're usually listening to a podcast.
Listening to a podcast, and it's not like, hey, the life and times of Tupac Shakur or any of that stuff. It's usually going to be growth oriented. Not that I don't listen to those kind of things every once in a while too, you know, autobiographies.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly what I'm listening to are growth oriented, either in the financial, personal, business, spiritual realm. Those are the types of podcasts to listen to. One of my favorite ones that I'm listening to right now is Pastor Rick Warren, and he has a podcast called Daily Hope. By the way, if, you know, segueing a little bit, if you're just going through life and you're just getting up, if you do the same thing every day, does it make any sense to expect any change in your life?
No.
Just doing the same thing?
No.
Unless you like working out every day, you know?
Well, even that though, your muscles do get used to that. If you're doing the same workout, your muscles are smart.
Yeah.
So you got to change things up if you want to see change.
Same thing with your brain, your mindset, and your physical body is that... you know, you have to have exposed your body, your mind, and your psychology and your physiology to different things, and not just anything, positive things, things that move you forward in life, things that allow you to be a better version of yourself. And so Pastor Rick Warren is doing, what is it, 40? Is it 40 Days About Love?
Yes. Or,
I don't know what the title of it is, but there's 40 different podcasts, and there's a four-part series about love is patient, or love lets things go, and it's talking about anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm taking this four-part podcast and putting it into our daily huddles. What are our daily huddles for Team Lally? What is that?
So we have 15 minutes that we all come together every morning between 8:45 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we're learning about the code of ethics,
purchase contract.
We're learning about like lending guidelines, escrow things. But usually on Fridays, it's focused more on the mindsets.
Yeah. And every once in a while, we record every one of these sessions, and every once in a while we'll upload some of them to YouTube and then add them to our career blog.
We also have them on Instagram, our IGTV.
All right.
Yes.
So they're there if you kind of want to look behind the curtain to what's going on at Team Lally. Interestingly enough, I didn't realize this, but not only potential team members or other people in the industry who want to see what we're doing, I learned that clients take a look at this stuff. We even had a client or a potential client that came to Career Night. Why? Why did she come to Career Night?
Well, you know what? She listens to us on the radio show and she's heard some of our commercials. And
she wanted to check us out.
She wanted to, you know, come and just confirm that we're not scary and we're nice people. And
kind of like zebras in the Serengeti. She wanted to see us in our natural environment and see how we behave. She was like Dr. Jane Goodall observing the monkey realtor in its natural habitat. Anyway, that was a super long segue. We're like, well, Attilio, what are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you got me back on track.
Yeah, back on track, please.
So Pastor Rick Warren podcast, it's about growth, being the best version of yourself. And he's talking about anger. And anger is the most misunderstood human emotion. And he talked about six things in the things that we need to... you cannot eliminate anger from a human being, you know, unless you give them a frontal lobotomy and stuff like that, and then they're just like a vegetable. But if you're, lucid individual walking around in life, no matter who you are, what state of Zen you can be in. Even the most disciplined yogi is going to get upset every once in a while. And so it's a natural human emotion. It's not something that should be repressed. And by the way, we've learned this from science and studying human beings, that when you squish it down and repress it, it just actually on a physiological level makes you ill.
Mm-hmm.
So you should let it out. Here's the key. Not just go drinking with your buddies and do all these negative things to let it out, but do it in a managed way, in a positive way. When anger is managed, it makes good leaders, good husbands and wives, good parents, good athletes when it's managed
just
properly.
Just good humans, period.
Yeah.
Just be a good human and manage your anger.
Yeah. So not just going crazy and turning into a green Hulk and destroying all the people around you and those relationships, mm-hmm. but managing that anger. And so there's the six things that we talked about, and I'll just leave you with one of the other things that we realized is it's not one of the six things, but here's the foundation to these six things. Anger is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is a choice. People say, well, you make me so angry. That's baloney. You're allowing them to make you angry. You need to take ownership of your personal human emotions. And if you think about it, so here's, I'll leave you with this before we move on. Thomas Jefferson said this about anger when you're getting upset. Number one, if you're upset, count to 10. If you're super, super duper really upset and completely pissed off, count to 100. That's it.
Great advice.
Yep.
So one more thing though, you know what else is also a choice?
Yeah.
Forgiveness. And after the break, we are going to be talking extensively about this with our guests. So you want to make sure to stay with us. But before we take a break, we're going to have Kenji from Pillar to Post Home Inspections with his tip of the week.
Hey, Kenji, what you got for us?
All right, tip of the week. For all those people that have flat roof coverings, mm-hmm. I recommend getting up there, looking at them, because sometimes they'll create blisters underneath the flat roof covering.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever there's blisters, moisture penetration can happen. So be proactive. Don't wait for a leak. Go up there, address the issues. And if you need a roofer out there, that's my best recommendation. Get a roofer out there to look at it, make sure that it's not leaking, and you don't want to pay for the leaks. It's cheaper to do the repair on the roof covering than it is to buy a whole new roof with plywood and everything else.
Or having, yeah, interior damage to your home.
Or have a hurricane come through and that's it.
Make it worse.
Yeah, maintain your roof.
Yeah.
Maintain your roof.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Blisters, they're no good on your feet when you're running, and they're not good on your roof.
Yes.
Watch those blisters.
Yeah.
They can be painful financially and physically.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. Kenji.
You're welcome.
All right, so that was Kenji Vendetta, our home inspector from Pillar to Post.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any other questions on home maintenance or you need an inspection, you can give them a call at 492-1675.
Yeah, I highly recommend you guys give Kenji a call. You realtors out there or homeowners that are thinking about getting a good home inspection company. Here's the deal. Quick tip. What if your personal relative is a general contractor? Should you use them anyway because it's going to be free? Or should you use Kenji? Why?
No, Kenji has he's got a checklist. Yeah. And he also has tools that these general contractors do not have that detect potential water leaks and damage. So that's super helpful. And he has, he takes 5-6 hours to go through top to bottom.
I'll tell you, right now it's hiring a podiatrist to do brain surgery or a brain surgeon to work on your foot.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the same results. Both are called doctors and have an expertise in general medical health, but you want an expert. And Kenji, and with the tools and the training and the certification that he goes through,
mm-hmm.
we use them on all our home inspections. I'll be honest with you, we have no other recommendation other than Kenji with Pillar to Post.
Plus he's insured too. So on the rare occasion that something is missed, like your uncle that's a general contractor, he's not going to be able to insure any kind of missed.
So I'm going to tie in a quote that I'll bring in our guests later on, but to err is human, to forgive is divine.
Mm-hmm.
To err is human, but to have errors and omissions insurance is divine in the home inspection world because it covers you because he's only human.
That's right.
So, and most general contractors, I don't think any of them have errors and omissions insurance because they're in the business of building homes, and or remodeling them, not inspecting
them.
They
have different kinds of insurance.
Yeah.
So I want to talk real quick about, we have an event coming up.
Oh, an event?
Yes. A mastermind in April, where we're going to be talking about property management and how to save the deal.
What do you mean save the deal?
So this is, April 2nd, Thursday. So a lot of the times as, owners or realtors, we're having to have interactions with tenants.
Yeah.
Right. And the Hawaii Tenant Landlord Code is, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, and first of all, if you have properties and you're managing them, even if you're a tenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or landlord, or one of, you should look up the Tenant Landlord Code. It provides, it's a playbook for how to interact with each other.
Provides a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, we're going to be going over that and the different scenarios where, it could cause problems and has caused problems.
Yeah.
So
here's a cautionary tale. 90% or majority of the litigation that happens in the real estate industry happens in what?
Property management,
tenant landlord code issues. So we're going to have those speakers out there. If you're looking about investing in real estate, this would be some experts you want to come meet. Mm-hmm. And they are part of what company?
They are part of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Kimberly and Arlene that are going to be there, teaching the agents and any, owners or investors about property management and the Hawaii Tenant Landlord Code. And we're super excited to have it.
Yeah. The challenge we run into with our industry is that if you're a licensee, you can do everything. You know what the challenge is? They start doing everything and become masters of nothing.
Yes.
So I'd highly recommend, I personally wouldn't list my home with someone that, does both.
Yeah.
I'd want to, again,
focused effort.
Sales is sales and property management is property management.
And that's what they do at Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
So speaking of focusing on what you're doing and being an expert, we got Janice.
From Dream House Drafting.
Yes. Janice, what do you have for us this week?
Good morning. Well, in view of all the concerns about pandemics and the renewed emphasis on washing hands, just wanted to let everyone know that there are multiple larger plumbing companies that offer touchless sink faucets and also faucets for your bathrooms and other areas of the home where you don't actually have to touch them. This is great when preparing meat or other things, but it's also a wonderful convenience. So one of the ways to reduce the dangers of the particular pandemic that's going around right now is to lessen what we touch, and having touchless faucets is a great way.
Oh, nice. So that's a great tip. Thank you so much for making it so relevant for,
very timely
for upgrading your home. And besides the pandemic or the coronavirus, it's kind of cool because you'd only expect to see that in kind of like a hotel environment or a resort environment. Yeah, I thought that would be kind of neat to have at your home.
Yeah,
they've been in hospitals where they had the pedals and in a lot of the commercial kitchens. But these are actually the type of things where you just wave your hand or bump your elbow, just a quick, not necessarily having to manipulate or handle a faucet.
You know, I got stuck in the bathroom the other day because the bathrooms at the James Campbell building, they have a touchless dispensers for the soap, but then the faucet, you got to turn it on. So I put the soap on, and then I was waiting for the faucet to come on. I was there for like half an hour. No, I figured it out. It always confuses me.
You figured it out. Gotta do both. That,
They should have both. Yeah.
Tell them both: touchless faucet, touchless soap dispenser. So I don't get confused. You know, my brain can only handle so many automatic type things at one time.
And doors that open out. So that when you're exiting, you don't have to handle doorknobs, etc.
I want a scooter, come to my office, take me to the bathroom, do everything automatic, and then bring me back to my office.
Well, but then you don't get any exercise. That's not healthy.
No, that's not.
Well, thank you, Janice, for that tip. That was a really good one.
Thanks, Janice.
You're welcome.
All right. So you can get a hold of Janice at 206-7107 or check her out online at dreamhousedrafting.com.
All right. Hey, we're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Susan Ford from Mindful Forgiveness Programs of Hawaii. She'll be talking about how the forgiveness life skill is taking hold in the community in meaningful ways. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2 to 3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488-5510. That's 488-5510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Atilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, pacificrim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMNTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's pacificrim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, MTG.com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
If you're looking for an outstanding insurance agent that will personally help you during the moment of truth, we recommend Bradley Maruyama with Allstate Insurance.
So, Attilio, what do you mean by the moment of truth?
Well, the best insurance is the insurance you never have to use. But we know that's not how life works. So when life happens, you can count on Bradley and his team to exceed your expectations for your insurance needs.
Keep in mind that when buying a home, the cost of home insurance should be taken into consideration. I trust Bradley with my own personal home, so you should give him a call. Call Bradley with Allstate Insurance at 591-801.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are 5 steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in 8 states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally. They can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100 of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you about a team of real estate agents whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally Real Estate Group of Keller Williams, Honolulu. Now, Adrian and Attilio spend thousands of dollars every month and attract hundreds of buyers every week. Now, because of that, if they can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, they will buy your home. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii. And if I needed to sell a home in Hawaii, well, I would call Team Lally. Call Team Lally now at 799-9596. Online at 808GuaranteedSale.com. That's 808GuaranteedSale.com. And consider your home sold.
When you're trying to find the best of the best, don't settle for an agent that's just like the rest. Pick a team that knows just what to do. From buying or selling, we work hard for you. Team Lally, the best real estate in the islands. 227-2703.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it. Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out on the web at teamlally.com.
Our guest today was born and raised in Honolulu, has a master's in educational psychology from the University of Hawaii Manoa, and is a licensed mental health counselor. She has 39 years experience in working with persons with disabilities to obtain and maintain gainful employment, both in the private and state and government sectors.
She retired in 2018 as the assistant administrator from the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation in the Department of Human Services. She's currently facilitating mindful forgiveness groups based on the Stanford University Forgiveness Program. Please welcome our guest today, Susan Farade.
Ford.
Oh,
no problem.
Susan Ford. Okay. Thank you, Susan. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you. You know, sharing what we have, Stanford University, mm-hmm. is just so awesome. Like Attilio said, anger is a choice.
Yes.
Forgiveness is a choice.
Yes.
And there's many definitions of forgiveness, and all definitions are correct, whether it's spiritual or secular, mm-hmm. governmental or public, you know. But in this context, forgiveness means making peace with the word no. Mm. When you wanted something in life and you didn't get it, you've got a choice on what to do. So let me start a little bit with my story. Real short, you know, 20 years ago, I was in the emergency room and the doctor said, you know, Susan, you're very healthy. Just lose that 60 pounds. So I said, okay, because I knew how. Mm-hmm. Never did it. Took me 1 year to lose the 60 pounds, 10 years to maintain it. At age 63, I ran my first and last marathon in 5 hours and 48 minutes.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So I thought I had arrived.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? I got it. But I was back in the emergency room, and this time the doctor said, you know, you need to lower your stress.
Mm.
You're physically healthy. Lower your stress. So I looked at him and I said, okay, so tell me how, without medication. Tell me how. How do you do that? We all hear that. And I know how to take the deep breaths and I know how to do that, but you tell me how. You give me a plan. He didn't say anything. In 2017, I finally found the answer. And I went kicking and screaming when they said, well, you know, you have a choice of forgiveness. I thought I wasn't going to forgive anybody when life gave me no.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that you've got to, you know, give up justice or anything like that. Forgiveness is just letting go of your stress and moving forward with your life. The best revenge is having a better life. Based on Stanford University's program, you know, it's been tried and tested. Dr. Frederick Luskin from the Stanford University is still, he's internationally known. You can look on him at Line,
yep.
and, you know, learn all about him.
He's got this great book, Forgive for Good, A Proven Prescription for Health and Happiness.
Yes.
Yep.
And so let me tell you how, okay? There's six basic steps, and like I said, it's a choice. And we do groups, six-week groups, 2 hours each, and the first thing we talk about is the grievance story, okay? Everybody, life has given them no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. But what do you do with it? You can get angry.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink. But you know what? Nobody told me I had a choice to forgive. I didn't even know what that was. But what that is letting go so I can have peace of mind at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many of us had, you know, spent our time thinking and thinking and thinking about how it shouldn't have happened? Or what can I do? And so the first step is the grievance story. The second step is, in the process, the revenge fantasy. Okay? And the revenge fantasy is our way, our brain's way, of taking our power back. Whenever we get no, we feel out of control at times. The third step is stress reduction. And, you know, I'm an older lady, and in my days, they used to call that positive reinforcement focusing technique. Well, it still is, you know. But it's a teachable skill. And that's the great thing about this program. It's teachable. Mm-hmm. Anybody can learn.
So this this positive reinforcement, is it like affirmations that you tell yourself or that you write down and that you've memorized? Is it something like that?
It's something like that. It starts with mindfulness, bringing yourself to a calm state. Because when you bring yourself to a calm state, what you're actually doing, which I didn't know at the beginning, was you actually healing your heart. Because too much stress causes damaged heart. And too much stress can build up in you. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't think you have a real big problem, it's the everyday stresses. For example, when I go to the grocery store and I see somebody in line with that's in the line that says 15 items, and I see them might have 25, and I'm thinking, again, you know, why does she do that? And then that's when the stress comes in. It's all those little stresses, stresses on the freeway, stresses when somebody is late. It builds up like plaque. And, you know, I had a stroke sometime in 2017 for that built-up stress. So just knowing that you can turn the process around by more positive thinking and kindness.
So you've gone through the three steps.
Yeah.
So there's...
The fourth step is our unenforceable rules. Mm-hmm. Under every grievance, there is an unenforceable rule. We all have them. We all do, you know, have them about 50 times a day. And my unenforceable rule in my example was everybody should read the line when it says 15, and everybody should attend to that. So that's an unenforceable rule. The speed limit is an unenforceable rule. Everybody should follow when it says 50 miles an hour. You go 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding that part. And then the fifth session is about self-forgiveness. Because you can't give away something that you don't have. And self-forgiveness is really not having a judgment on what you do. And you treat yourself like you would treat your friends. If your friend did something, you don't say, oh, gosh, da-da-da-da. You shouldn't have done that. So when I do self-forgiveness, but it's a skill. It's no judgment. If I've done something that I'm not proud of, you know, no judgment. It wasn't positive. It wasn't negative. What I did was a growth opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for growth opportunities and change it around. The last one is the forgiveness story where we become a hero. We actually have a plan. And that's what makes our company and what we do very unique. You know, I've been in the field for 39 years. I've been in the counseling for 45 years. And no one taught me what to do. It's a teachable skill, but like physical exercise, it takes practice.
So being in this field, right, that's very surprising that you didn't have any of this, right, until recently when you're getting involved with this program. How did you get connected? Was it the stroke that really caused you to really dig deep into this, or...
No, it was a man named Merton Chinen, who's not here today. He's working at the legislature, but he introduced me to Fred Luskin, because Dr. Luskin has come down to Hawaii since 2005. And you know, the thing is, every health program, I can tell you, in the state, because I've done a lot of research since then, they always say we have a healthy program. And you know what? They do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's physically... Being physical active, it's being eating healthy, but you got to have the emotional health.
Yes.
It goes with it.
All hand in hand.
You know, and if you practice it, it comes naturally. So in my life now, it looks so different. And how does it look different? You know, I'm a more positive person, but the thing is, I look at growth opportunities. So I can tell you, I used to think, oh, when I pass on, you know, I can't live as a state worker. I'm not leaving my sons a lot of money, but I'm leaving them resilience, because opportunities like this. This is my first radio. Ever since I started this, I've done personally over 20 groups now. I'm still doing groups. There's other facilitators, Joey Reese, Anson Paiva. Now, he is a sergeant officer, and he's teaching the police department. We've worked with the city and county. We work with DHS staff, Department of Health staff, the judiciary staff, and we have worked with a lot of churches and a lot of nonprofit agencies teaching the care managers how to take care of themselves.
So if any of these agencies or people are listening and they haven't had you guys come and help, like what would be a good way for them to get a hold of you to help to facilitate this program?
Okay, we don't have a formal group yet, but you can call me. My name is Susan Ford, F-O-A-R-D. My telephone number is 638-1669. My email address is S as in Sam, Ford, F-O-A-R-D, 51, so now you know what year I was born, @gmail.com.
Okay, and then, so with these programs, you said there's 6 weeks,
yes.
Right? And 2 hours.
2 hours.
Each session, and then there's homework in between, or like things that you need to do in between the sessions?
The only thing that you need to do during the sessions is start your mindful practice. Because mm-hmm. that's what it is. You know, like Atelio said, you need to calm down.
Yes.
The only way your brain is going to calm down so you can use the front logic part of your brain
mm-hmm.
is by your stomach feeling it. So you have to learn how to belly breathe. But these are skills that you all can learn. And like I said, we've got other facilitators, you know, and you can go to mindfulforgivenesscenter.com. So we do groups on all the islands.
Oh, great.
So, yes. And we do mainly staff, but we work with the youth. Like Officer, like we call him Kaipo. So he does Waipahu High School.
Mm-hmm.
He does Waipahu Elementary.
Nice.
Joey Reese goes to Molokai. She's done the Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility. She works with the judiciary. She works with the women that have come out in recovery, and it's just growing exponentially. And unfortunately, Dr. Luskin was supposed to come down on March the 25th, and but we had to cancel it because all non-essential gatherings of 150 or of 10 or more has to be canceled so that we all stay safe. But he will be rescheduled. Because I can tell you, his workshop, although he's done so many in the state, was filled within 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're taking 150 people. And so we're thinking that we can reschedule it sometime in the fall of this year, depending on what happens.
So if our listeners go to mindfulforgiveness.com, they can find out more about these trainings and then also about Dr. Luskin's next scheduled event.
That's right. I forgot. The other thing that we do is, you know, we do train facilitators
mm-hmm.
because we just want to spread the word.
Great.
Because it's going to help everyone.
So who qualifies to be a facilitator to go through this training?
You know, I want to say truthfully, it's those who believe, those mm-hmm. who've practiced it. Because unless you practice it, the steps are very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to practice, and you need to be authentic, you know? And it's just wonderful. I get back much more than I give. And I do a lot of these groups for free. We also do, on occasion, do 2 full days instead of the 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give me a call or go onto the website. And that website is Joey Reese's website until we developed one together,
okay.
Which we're doing. But she is, for me, my guru. She's been doing it for a long, long time. You know, I just started in 2017, but our schedules are booked. So currently I'm doing groups for the Department of Human Services. And like I said, we're doing also for nonprofit agencies, and that's Halekipa, I'll also be will be working.
We had Holly Kipa on our radio show.
Yes.
They're an amazing resource for the
they are.
Kids.
So we're doing the caregivers right now. And then I'm going to be starting with St. Francis Wellness Program, because you'll never find emotional wellness being taught in any of the programs, because I've been around. And, you know, there's different styles, but what we teach is everybody knows take deep breaths, but just to do it daily. Like physical exercise, it'll come automatically.
To make a habit of it.
Yes. I have more growth opportunities that I can handle.
So again, the website is mindfulforgiveness.com, and you can give Susan a call at 638-1669 if you're interested in having her come out and do the six-week program for your group. And then also you said, yeah, sometimes you do a two-day intense.
You're right.
Tell us a little bit about that. How does that look?
Okay. The two-day intense, because a lot of people cannot do 6 weeks, especially in the field that, you know, we're working in with, you know, you can't always predict your schedule, but it's the same thing just in 2 day full sessions.
Okay, great. So it's like a very intense weekend or 2 days,
yes,
whatever those days are.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So Susan, maybe you could share with us some success stories that you've seen that have gone through the program.
I never thought you'd ask. Thank you. You know, I can tell you some of the things that has happened just generally, and I won't take too long. You know, one of the participants in our group, she had a lifelong friend and at work and in her personal life. And one day she had an accident, and so, you know, she was out for a while. She came back to work, and her friend was still there but wasn't her friend. She couldn't figure it out. So for 10 years, they worked together, but they avoided each other. In fact, her friend had a kiosk in Kapolei, and she would go all the way around just to not see her again. After the group, 10 years, she got together with her friend. She went to talk to her, and they were having lunch.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it's things like that. And so most recently, two nights ago, I got an email from one of the participants saying, it's been a year since I've taken your group, and Susan, just let me tell you how you've changed my life. And, you know, so she's lost also 60 pounds. She's on her way. She's sharing what she's learned, because the steps you are, like I said, easy, and that you can use it in your anyday life, and she uses it at work. She's a supervisor, and she's sharing it with her colleagues, and, you know, DHS, you know, we have MedQuest, and we have Child Protective Services, and we have Adult Protective Services, and we have BESD, you know, a lot of those, and we deal with the most vulnerable populations. So that really helps. So the skills they learn, they can use. And it's shown and it's proven through Stanford University that employees are more productive by choosing forgiveness when working at work or at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to see if I had a question?
Yes.
You know,
you're so quiet.
Those are all good questions. And you know, when people hold on to things, right, it manifests in physical ways in their bodies. You know, is it just in these, will you go to any organization to help facilitate this? Even like for profit? Like,
yes.
Private sector?
Yes.
Okay.
Because everybody life gives us no matter what.
Yeah. So remind us of the steps for forgiveness. I think you went through a couple of them.
Yeah. Recognizing a grievance story, and we use that as a foundation so that you know what we're looking at. So identifying that you have a grievance story, that you're losing sleep, that you're losing work productivity by not getting good sleep. Second step is you need to go through the grievance process. If you do not go through the grievance process, forgiveness can be false. And what I mean by that is, it's forgiving yourself on moving forward. And, you know, people like to talk about revenge fantasies, and helping talk within a group lessens that. The third step is really learning how to do stress reduction. And we call that PERT, Positive Emotion Reinforcing Technique. And we practice that. The fourth step is understanding what exactly made you so angry or upset, because usually you've lost something. So when something negative happens, either you're embarrassed and you tell yourself, oh, why did I do that? And so you self-talk. And the fifth step is learning to turn that self-talk around. For me, my confidence has gained so much. And, you know, I've just taken off. I'm going to try for my black belt at age 69 in Portland.
Wow.
I'm starting my Broadway dance thing, you know, and I don't know anything about that. But, you know, it's just getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And when you try it, your opportunities are right before you. And it just makes a world of difference. And that's my forgiveness story on how I've taken things. And this year, unfortunately, my brother died on January 6th. My dog died on January 20th. So I had to use a lot of these skills for myself. And so I've used it positively. And so those are the six steps.
And take us back to this tipping point for you, because I know people, you can give advice, but it's more impactful when they can hear your actual process that you went to go through, because then it's about relating, right? Relating to your story. So again, you know, the doctor told you lose weight, and then you said there was, and then
you did that.
And you did that. And then what was that other tipping point in your life to start embracing this type of mindset?
When I went back into the emergency room and he told me to lower my stress.
Mm-hmm. So were you back in the emergency room because of the stroke?
No.
Oh, that came later.
You know, I'm just thinking that, you know, that came late. They weren't sure when I had that stroke. But it showed up because I took a head scan. And that's when he said, you need to lower your stress. And so I've looked, like I said, at a lot of wellness programs. And, you know, when they say, oh, we've got a emotional wellness. So I asked them, so what is that? What do you do? They said, well, every Wednesdays, you know, all of us, we go up and we take a walk around the park. Mm-hmm. And then we offer anger management classes. And that's when I knew that's not what emotional wellness, that's part of. Mm-hmm. But if you want the full thing that you can live.
This program offers the whole package. Now, there's the book, Forgive for Good, written by Dr. Luskin. Is the training, is it based from the book? And then do you recommend that if you're going to go through the program that you have read the book or familiar with the content?
It would be, you know, good that if you don't read the book, but you can go online. Mm-hmm. His name is spelled Luskin, Fred. And he's got so many things online, and he does a lot of these talks. But we will also explain it.
Yes.
Because people understand life gives you no. And now where do I go from here?
Yeah, how do you process that?
Yeah, how do you process and how do you actually let go?
Because he says right at the top, holding a grudge is hazardous to your health.
That's right. That buildup.
Yeah. And I didn't really realize, like smoking, when you give up smoking, your lungs regenerate. By forgiveness, your heart regenerates. And you can actually get more body mass in your brain.
So have you gone back to your doctor and had him, you know, kind of take a look at you after you've been practicing this program?
I don't need to. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you feel great. Yeah.
Seriously.
There's no reason for any kind of...
Yeah. I just had a physical checkup. Well, you know, that's older people. We need to go more often. But I just had one and clean bill of health.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, they call it health care, but it's actually sick care, because you're typically only going when you're not feeling well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we need to... Our healthcare system needs to focus more on prevention than after the fact sick care. So,
and I think this program qualifies as that, as the prevention, right?
Right.
Because emotional health is just as important as our
physical,
our diet, right? So it's all interconnected. Yeah.
And, you know, I do want to give out a shout to the Department of Human Services Director,
sure.
Pankaj Banot, because he said, Susan, help me embed this in DHS to give back to our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the staff that I've worked with have said, well, I'm really surprised that the department is really worried and cares about the staff's health.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so true.
Well, when they have good mental well-being, they're more productive.
Yes.
Yeah, because unhappy people are not as productive.
So with these groups, like typically what are the sizes, you know, with the small to the largest that you'll do?
Okay, so it really depends, but if I'm leading the group by mm-hmm. myself, I take about 6 to 8.
Okay.
And that's because you need to talk through it. Because mm-hmm. we all heard if you talk about it, you know, you get more clarity.
Yes.
Because people need to know exactly what happened, what a part of that happened, and what exactly, you know, did why I got so hurt. So, was it that I took it too personally? Did I feel self-attack? Did I feel, you know, that I was betrayed? Did I feel this? But you have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't...
Like, yeah. It's their perspective, right?
Right.
Their perspective might be different than really what the reality was. And then they internalize it and they make up all these stories.
Wow.
Right? And
it just... You're good. Because that's exactly what we do. We think what happened mm-hmm. is only seen one way. So we talk about the other perspective, the impersonal part mm-hmm. of every grievance story. There's always an impersonal part. And that does not lessen the importance of your grievance,
mm-hmm. yes.
you know, how it affected you. But there's always a different perspective. And seeing that different perspective and seeing what you lost. So if you lost your pride because someone yelled at you in this big meeting and then you felt really small. So if it's your pride you lost or whatever you lost, you can get it back,
mm-hmm.
but in a different manner. It may mm-hmm. not be at that same time, but that's what it is, looking for opportunities when something negative happens or when life gives you no, because there's always a growth opportunity
yes.
in that.
Yes.
We never ask anybody to forget, because when something major happens or even small happens, you're not going to forget. In fact, we want you to remember. And this is everything I'm talking about is from Dr. Luskin and the Stanford University. They've been practicing this for a long, long time.
Well, we're very excited that the program is here and that it's, you know, seems like it's very popular and being practiced in many different areas in the private and public sector.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners are interested in finding out more or having Susan come and help to facilitate, the website's mindfulforgiveness.com. You can also give her a call at 638-1669 and get it scheduled today.
Yeah, and you know, adding to that, just email me if you want to be on our mailing list. So when Dr. Luskin's, when the coronavirus has, you know, kind of calmed down mm-hmm. and we can have a definite date that we can invite
you. We can alert them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for being our guest. This was very informative and helpful. And you did great on your first radio show. So thank you for coming to join us. But stay with us. Well, we're going to have Howard come on and talk about some open houses and new construction.
Yeah, Howard, what you got for us?
Yeah, I think we're going to start with some new construction news,
okay.
which is great news. We are about to roll out some Ka'ala Highlands. They will be hopefully on the market by Friday. And it looks like Unit 3 and 4 are very close to being finished. And we are on track right at this point to have occupancy construction completion sometime in May.
Wow.
For the first 8 units. And so keep an eye out on our social media, on our website. You'll see a bunch of blasts. And hopefully we'll start taking some contracts here real soon.
So that website is teamlallynewhomes.com. And you can find out all about Ka'ala Highlands and the progress. But yeah, so moving in sometime in May, you could of your brand new home in Wahiawa.
Yep.
It's very exciting. Okay. Any other new construction updates that we need to be aware of, Howard?
At this point, that's the biggest news I got. But coming soon, we'll be talking about Akamai.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a couple weeks behind the construction timeline of Ka'ala. And probably by the end of the month, we'll be saying the same thing about Akamai.
Now, I think that we're going to be scheduling some special hard hat tours, right, for Akamai and Ka'ala later on this month. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in coming to see them in person after the construction people have left, you can always just put in your reservation at teamlalinewhomes.com.
Do we have some open houses?
Yes, we do. We have 4 open houses this weekend, and we are going to start in Hawaii Kai at the beautiful Moorings Complex. We have a one-of-a-kind, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome with its own 19-foot boat dock right out your door. So if you ever wanted to live on the water, now is your chance. And that will be open this Sunday from 2 to 5.
Nice.
From there, we're going to travel to the west side real quick. We have 2 opens in the Spinnaker Townhomes development. One is a single-family, a single-story home. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and the other is a 2-story townhome, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. So come out to Eva Beach this Sunday. And then finally, we have a grand open out in Sea Country, a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home that borders a park in the backyard. So no neighbor, just a large park. It's almost like being on a golf course. And that will be the first open for that home. Very well priced, ready for your offers today.
Nice. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Howard.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. And then with interest rates being the way that they are, I think now is the time. If you have been sitting on the fence waiting, these are some excellent opportunities to get into the Hawaii market as an investor or as a first-time home buyer.
Yeah, especially with the interest rates being so low.
Yes. And you know what? They are, like, I know Jody didn't come on today, but we did have the opportunity to chat with her and Derek yesterday, and they were talking about how that the rates were kind of, it's a little chaotic where they're kind of going up and down even by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So very important if you want to take advantage of those low rates, now is the time.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Do we have any other events we want to talk about? Or?
Well, we can remind them about the property management mastermind we talked about in the beginning of the show, but we'll remind them again in case they tuned in late. We're going to be having a mastermind in the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm. And just go to HawaiiAgentMastermind.com. So other than that, we got the career night. Go to HawaiiCareerNight.com. We're coming down to the end of our show here, so I think it's time to wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tanga and Derek Tanga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Janice Merland of Dreamhouse Drafting.
And John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Yee-hoo.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program. If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price in our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.